This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. US President Donald Trump has asserted that an extraordinary military operation was carried out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, under his direction. Speaking at a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, President Trump claimed that American military power by air, land, and sea was overwhelming. He said U.S. forces targeted what he described as a heavily fortified military facility in the heart of Caracas to bring Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to justice. Trump said the United States is going to run Venezuela until what he described as a safe, proper, and judicious transition of power takes place.
Today, at my direction, the United States Armed Forces conducted an extraordinary military operation in the capital of Venezuela. Overwhelming American military power, air, land, and sea was used to launch a spectacular assault. And it was an assault like people have not seen since World War II. It was a force against a heavily fortified military fortress in the heart of Caracas to bring outlaw dictator Nicolas Maduro to justice.
President Trump compared the operation to previous U.S. military actions against Iran, including strikes on nuclear targets. Claiming the success of the operation, President Trump said all Venezuelan military capabilities were rendered powerless. He added that power supplies in Caracas were shut down during the action due to what he described as American technical expertise. President Trump said that President Maduro and his wife now face American justice, stating that they have been indicted in the Southern District of New York on charges related to narco-terrorism. President Trump also alleged that Venezuela is a major source of illegal drugs entering the United States and claimed that U.S. actions have significantly reduced maritime drug trafficking. External Affairs Ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements, and remain in contact with Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is cons.caracas@mea.gov.in, and the emergency phone number is +58 412 958 4288. The United Nations Security Council has announced that it will hold an emergency meeting on Monday to discuss the U.S. operations in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the wisdom and path shown by Lord Buddha belong to all humanity, and his sacred relics are not merely artifacts but part of country's revered heritage. He said these relics are an inseparable part of its civilization. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Grand International Exposition of Sacred Piprahava Relics related to Lord Buddha, titled The Light and the Lotus, Relics of the Awakened One, at the Rai Pithora Cultural Complex in New Delhi. He also unveiled the catalogue of this exposition. The Prime Minister said after a long wait, country's heritage has returned. He said from today, the people of the country will be able to have the sacred darshan of these holy relics of Lord Buddha and receive his divine blessings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today via video conferencing. Over 1,000 players will compete as part of 58 teams representing various states and institutions in the tournament, which will be held till the 11th of this month. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that three new criminal laws will ensure time-bound justice from the Sessions Court to the Supreme Court by 2029. He made these remarks while chairing a parliamentary consultative committee meeting of the Ministry of Home Affairs at Sri Vijayapuram in the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Mr. Shah highlighted that the new criminal laws are accelerating investigations and increasing the conviction rate. In under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willowmoor Park in Benoni last evening. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 300 runs in 50 overs, with Harvansh Pangalia scoring 93 and RS Ambrish contributing 65. And that is the end of this news bulletin.